from Hollywood. Heartbeat Theater, produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios for the Salvation Army. Welcome now to another drama about this world of ours, with its comedy and tragedy, happiness and sadness, hope and despair, and quite often a world made more stable and serene through the unceasing care and concern of the Salvation Army, serving man in the service of God. A separation between parents is tragic, especially when children are involved. This week's story, written by Mary McFerrin, deals with some of the problems that arise in such cases. Here is Act One of 4th of July Reunion.
Cake, Jason.
Chocolate cake? Whoopee!
Can I help? No, don't bother me just now. Come back when it's ready.
Don't bother me. Come back later. Go play by yourself. Oh, that's all you ever say to me lately.
Is there something on your mind, Jason?
Yes. I was wondering if we're going to get some fireworks this year. I sure want some.
Your father used to do that. I don't know, Jason. I don't understand fireworks. One of us would probably lose a finger or something.
Couldn't we get Daddy to come over for the 4th of July?
We've been over this time and time again, Jason. Your father and I just don't love each other anymore, and we're uncomfortable in each other's company.
Then how come you still have his picture on your dresser? Well, how come?
That's a good question, Jason.
I liked it better when we were all together.
Even with the fighting, honey?
Yeah. Now with Daddy gone, it's not so much fun around here. I miss him, and I want him to come back.
I don't think he wants to come back. Come on, let's go look at that new train track you set up.
Okay.
Oh, Jason, that's very clever. Will it really run the way you set it up?
Yeah, let me show you.
What a spectacular wreck.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, I don't believe you that Daddy doesn't want to come back. He must miss us. How can he be happy over there all by himself?
And who says he's all by himself?
Well, you said he lives alone.
True, but your father never was one to be antisocial.
Come on, Mom, let's invite him over for the 4th of July. I really want to shoot off some fireworks. Can I call him?
You haven't listened to a thing I've said, have you? Don't you dare call him or you'll get a spanking.
Oh, I'm too old for that.
What I'm trying to say, Jason, is that it's very important to me that you don't call your father.
Oh, phooey. Hey, who's that lady out working in her garden?
Oh, that's Mrs. Irma Simpson of the Salvation Army. Her husband's Major Simpson.
I wonder what she's growing.
Why don't you go see? Maybe if you make friends with her, she'll give you a carrot. Then you can come back and eat it with your cake. It'll be ready by then.
You're silly, Mom.
Where are you going, Jason?
Over to talk to that lady. What are you doing?
Well, hello. Aren't you Margaret Rydell's boy?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Jason.
Oh, what a nice name. Your parents must have liked you right away to give you a name like that.
Don't you like your name?
Oh, Irma's okay. But I could have thought of a better one.
I think my father picked out my name.
I don't think I've ever met your father.
He doesn't live with us.
Oh, where does he live?
Downtown. I never get to see him.
Why not?
I'm not allowed to call him. And whenever he calls us, my mother hangs up the phone as soon as she knows it's him. What are all these plants?
They're vegetables, Jason. Haven't you ever had a garden?
Not yet, but I'd like to have one. What kind of vegetables are they?
Well, these are turnips. Over here we have chives. Here's your green beans, and over here is lettuce.
Where's the carrots?
Oh, I forgot. They're over here.
Can I have one? My mom said if I made friends with you, you might give me a carrot.
Well, she's right. Here, I'll pull one up for you. There you are.
Thanks. Yuck! This dirt tastes terrible.
Jason, you have to rinse it off before you eat it. Here, rinse it off with the hose here. And your mouth, too.
Oh, that tastes better. Oh, I just remembered. I bet the chocolate cake is ready.
Chocolate cake?
Yeah, my mom's baking a chocolate cake.
Oh.
If you make friends with her, she might give you a piece.
Where did you get your nice sense of humor?
What do you mean? I'm serious. No, really. My mother used to be funny, but now she's serious most all the time.
Oh, that's too bad. The Lord loves a sense of humor.
He does?
Oh, yes. He realizes it relaxes tensions between people.
Your garden is really healthy looking.
Do you want to help me pull up some weeds?
Sure.
The reason it's healthy is because I take good care of it, water it regularly, and pull up the weeds. Also, I think God is helping me more this year. Last year, I had such a tough time with caterpillars, aphids, and sow bugs. This year, I haven't had any pests like last year.
I wish we had a garden. But most of all, I wish my daddy would come over on the 4th.
Does he know you want him to come over?
No. Maybe I could use your phone.
Oh, well, let me think about it.
But how can we get Mom to let Daddy come over?
Let me think a minute, Jason.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Simpson.
Hello.
It looks like you've got Jason really fascinated with your garden.
Mom! Mom, she gave me a carrot. Oh.
You certainly have a nice, bright son, Mrs. Rydell.
Yes. Oh, I came over to tell him that the cake is ready. He seems to have forgotten all about it.
Oh, no, I haven't. Can Mrs. Simpson come over and have some cake with us?
Oh, well, of course.
I wouldn't be imposing.
Oh, no. You must excuse my hesitation. For some reason, I've been a little shy lately, sort of antisocial.
Oh, I know how you feel. That happens to me sometimes, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We all go through that.
Well, can you leave your garden for a little while and come have some cake with us?
I'd be delighted. Mm-hmm. Here, let me just put these things away.
Would you like some more coffee, Mrs. Simpson?
Yes,
thank you.
Boy, this cake is so good. May I have another piece?
Jason, you had enough cake. You must have had 4 pieces by now.
Well, I like your cooking.
Oh, flattery. They learn so young.
Have you changed your mind about Daddy coming over?
Let's not talk about that just now, Jason. Hello?
A wrong number?
No, I bet it was Daddy. Remember what I told you in the garden?
Jason, have you been talking to Mrs. Simpson about our personal affairs?
A little bit.
How embarrassing.
You've nothing to be embarrassed about, Mrs. Rydell. What Jason told me sounds like an everyday occurrence.
Did he tell you about Jack and me?
Is that Jason's father?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Jason, I told you not to talk about this with anyone. Please leave the room. Go and play with your train or something.
Oh, no, I'll go over to Larry's.
I hope you're not mad at me for listening to your son.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. No, it's really not his fault either. He tries to stay cheerful, but he's really upset that his father's gone. But it embarrasses me to know that he's talked to you about it. I mean, I know my marriage was a failure, but I've been keeping it to myself. Now you know, too. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Do you ever discuss your problems with anyone?
Well, no.
You know, one can get very bottled up inside handling things in that manner.
That's true. May I talk to you?
You certainly can, and I promise I won't hurt you.
You know, I feel that intuitively, but it's still difficult. I'm afraid of what you might think of me.
Oh, we all worry about that. But some let it go too far out of control. When they can't be open with anyone and are so concerned with themselves that they ignore everyone else.
I hate to admit it, but it sounds like me.
Why is it Jason is not allowed to see his father?
Oh, he told you about that, too. Well, it means that I'd have to see Jack, too, in order for Jason to see him. And it's just too painful.
Why is it so painful for you to see your husband for just the brief amount of time it would take to let Jason go out with him?
Because I think about him, and I remember when we were in love. And then if I had to look at him and realize that he doesn't care a thing about me anymore, it would just be too painful.
I'm not so sure he doesn't care a thing about you anymore.
What makes you say that?
The fact that he calls you, and Jason told me that he shows up at the door and you won't let him in.
Oh, he's just coming over to see Jason. Frankly, I'm afraid he might try and take my son away from me.
What's he done to make you think that?
Oh, nothing, really. It's just a fear of mine.
Do you still love him?
Well, I guess I do. I try not to think about it.
Now we're getting somewhere. You still love him. He keeps calling and coming over, but you won't communicate with him.
I just can't believe that he's coming over to see me.
Jason told me you used to have quite a sense of humor.
Oh, you two did have quite a conversation. Well, it's true. I've become depressed since Jack left.
Why did he leave?
He said he needed to get away and be by himself for a while. I just can't forgive him for leaving us like that. And I suspect that there's another woman.
If you really still love him, you ought to give him and yourself a second chance. I think this fear about him taking Jason away is tied to the fact that you lost one man, and it was terribly painful. And now you're afraid it might happen with your young man, Jason, that you might lose him, too.
Well, I wonder if you could be right. You know, this is crazy. I've never talked with anyone like this before. I mean, so intimately. It's painful, but you know, it feels good. I feel relieved already.
Hey, I have an idea. Jason is really dying to see his father. And since the main problem is you're not wanting to see him, what if I gave Jason a ride over to his father's place?
Well, let me think about it.
Mrs. Rydell, I don't want to interfere if you don't think it's a good idea.
No, I have to get over the selfishness of mine. It's all right with me if you want to do it. Jason really wants to see him.
Larry wasn't home. Can I hang around here now?
Oh, sure. I have some news for you, Jason. Mrs. Simpson is going to take you over to see your father.
Whoopee! When?
How about tomorrow?
Yeah, let's call him.
We'll continue with the second act of this week's story in just a moment. As in our story today, many couples are faced with problems that cause divorce or separation. And these couples, in most cases, aren't willing or don't know how to discuss these problems with each other. The Salvation Army has established a family counseling service, which provides a sort of safety valve, a place where people can come and talk out their problems, and, quite often, and with God's help, find their own answers. In a confidential atmosphere, with a trained counselor to lead the discussion, the tensions, misunderstandings, fears, and angers come finally into the open, where both can either laugh at them and discard them as foolish, or recognize them for what they are and discover how to beat them. This is another area in which the Salvation Army meets a need with hand to man and heart to God. And now the second act of the C.P. McGregor Studios production of 4th of July Reunion.
Hey, Mama, can you spare a poor boy a dime?
What will you use it for?
I'm going to use it for a cup of coffee.
All right. I just happen to have a dime. Here you are.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you. I'm going to remember you in my will.
God be with you.
Ooh, this building is spooky. How can Daddy like living here?
How do we know he does? Let's see. Apartment 101. Here we are.
Jason!
Daddy!
Oh, boy.
Daddy, I've missed you.
Well, I've missed you too, Jason. You must be the Salvation Army lady you called. Would you like to come in?
No, I think I'll give you two a chance to be alone together. Why don't you have Jason call me when he's ready to come home? Here's the number.
Okay, we'll give you a call.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Daddy, I want you to come over tomorrow and shoot off some fireworks with us.
Hey, would you like a Coke, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on in here with me.
There's so many cracks in the walls here.
Oh, wow, this is quite an old building.
You don't have any furniture. What do you sleep on?
Oh, there's a mattress in the closet I pull out.
You don't have any food. What do you eat?
Well, I eat out. Here you are, Jason.
Thanks.
Why don't you sit on that box over there?
What are you going to sit on?
No, I'll just sit on the windowsill.
You didn't tell me yet if you'll come over tomorrow.
Well, I'd love to, Jason, but you know your mother doesn't want me around.
Couldn't she change her mind?
Well, I suppose it's possible, but she's been very consistent about hanging up on me and keeping the door locked when I come to visit. I get the feeling she never wants to see me again.
Well, she still has your picture on her dresser.
She does? Well, that really surprises me. And it also surprises me that she let Mrs. What's-her-name bring you over here. I wonder what caused this crack in her armor.
How come you left Mommy and me anyway?
Well, Jason, I hope you're old enough to understand this. I guess it's fair you should get an explanation. You know, I worked the night shift over at the carton factory.
Yeah?
Well, some time ago, before I left, I met another lady over there who worked in the office. And I thought I was in love with her, and I decided the only way to handle it was to move out, since it would hurt your mother too much to have me coming back and forth from seeing this other lady. You understand what I'm talking about? See, some men would have done it behind their wives' backs, but I can't lie that well, Jason.
Is she as pretty as Mom?
No. No, she wasn't as nice either. And I don't see her anymore. See, I didn't ask your mother for a divorce because underneath, I really didn't want to lose you two. I mean it. It's just that after 10 years of marriage, I needed to get away for a while, that's all.
I want you to come back and live with us like before.
Well, I want to come back, Jason. I just don't know if your mother will ever forgive me. It really hurt her so.
Oh, I forgot. She gave me this note to give you.
Oh, yeah? Let me see it.
Here it is.
I'll read it. Dear Jack, please come be with us so we can shoot off some fireworks. Love, Mommy. Jason, you wrote this. It sounds like you, and it's in your handwriting. That's a good try, you little rascal. I tell you what. I think that I'm going to take a gamble and show up over there tomorrow. I was even thinking of driving you home today, but let's take one thing at a time. Your mother let you come over here. That's one step. So let's call Mrs. What's-her-name later to come get you later as we agreed, okay? And then tomorrow I'll just show up and don't you dare tell your mother because we're going to make it a surprise.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. Will you bring some firecrackers, rockets, and stuff?
Yeah, I think that could be arranged.
Hey, Mom, wake up! It's the 4th of July.
So?
Mom!
Oh, hi, Jason. I'm sorry to be such a grouch. It's just that I'm half asleep.
Well, it's time to get up. I'm hungry.
Oh, you are you? Well, let's see. What do you want for breakfast in about an hour?
An hour? Well, I'm on hungry now.
Well, I thought with all this new age of women's liberation, the men were supposed to learn how to cook.
But, Mom, I'm not a man yet.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay, Jason, hey, just give me a minute to wake up.
Okay.
Oh, 4th of July, fireworks. Well, Jason, you're cooking. Honey, I wasn't serious about your cooking breakfast. I was just trying to sleep a little longer.
I didn't know. I thought it might be fun to try.
What are you making?
Pancakes.
Here, let me help you. I like your spirit. There's nothing sissy about men learning how to cook.
What's that?
Well, I think somebody's coming down the chimney. Oh, it's probably a burglar. I better call the police.
No, no, no. Let me see. Oh, well, I'll be.
I didn't think Santa Claus was coming for 6 more months yet.
Daddy!
Hi, Margaret and Jason.
Oh, Jack, you're filthy dirty. What an entrance.
I just thought I'd drop in, you know.
Oh.
Well, you see, I'll tell you what. Here's what really happened. No other doors seem to be opening.
Oh, well, I guess I've made it pretty difficult.
Difficult? You made it impossible. And I kept thinking I should go take lessons from Harry Houdini to learn how to get in here.
Daddy, did you bring the fireworks?
Oh, sure, Jason. They're out in the car. Here's the keys. It's locked.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Jack, I've been so mad at you all this time, but now seeing you in the room here all covered with dirt and coming down the chimney, for Pete's sake.
Margaret, look, I don't blame you for the way you've been. I dealt out a pretty tough hand to play, but I think I've changed.
Oh, coming down the chimney, sure, you've changed. You used to come through the window.
That's very funny. You know, it's really good to see you.
It's really good to see you too, Jack. You know, the more I think about it, the 4th of July wouldn't have been much fun with just Jason and me.
How did Mrs. What's-her-name get involved in this?
Mrs. Simpson. Well, she's our neighbor. Jason had been pestering her with some of his problems while she was working in the garden, and being interested in other people, she got involved.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it just seems sort of awkward, you know, to have a stranger involved in our personal life.
Oh, Jack, she's not a stranger to me. Oh, I can understand how it would be awkward for you, though. But if it weren't for her, well, I never would have loosened up enough to let Jason come and visit you.
Well, I'll have to give her credit for that. And the way you tell it, it sounds like I ought to feel grateful instead of sarcastic.
It's up to you.
What a lot of great fireworks. I can't wait until tonight. Hey, what happened to the pancakes?
Oh, I completely forgot. Oh, they're burned. Jack, I just forgot everything when you arrived.
You know, that's what I hoped would happen. I'll say it is. You know, they're making better fireworks this year.
Yeah, they do seem prettier than last year.
Daddy, can we do another red dragon?
Sure, Jason.
I want to light it.
Okay, let's do it together.
Ooh, it's got so many colors.
It certainly does.
You know, this may sound terribly corny, but you guys want to know something?
What?
I want to hold your hand.
That's corny. You know, I was thinking the same thing.
Hey, are you two going to get mushy?
Yes, we are. Well, hello, Mrs. Simpson. Happy 4th of July.
Well, hello to the Rydell family. Looks like you've got some nice fireworks.
Yes, we do. Would you care to join us?
Well, maybe just for a moment. My husband is expecting me back from the store.
Let's light some sparklers for her.
Okay.
Here's one for you.
Well, thank you, Jason. What a lovely sparkler.
Mrs. Simpson.
Yes, Mr. Rydell.
I want to thank you for listening to Jason and bringing him over to visit me. I didn't feel that way yesterday, but I do now.
Well, my goodness, I... I don't know what to say. It feels good to know that I could be of some help.
I thank you, too.
Well, you are certainly welcome. I must be going now. God bless you all.
You know, I think he already has.
You know something? I do, too.
You've been listening to a radio play by Mary McFerrin titled Fourth of July Reunion. Kathleen Cordell was heard as Mrs. Irma Simpson of the Salvation Army. Others in today's cast were Pat Paris, Billy Simpson, and Dawes Butler. Heartbeat Theater was produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios in Hollywood and directed by Don Hills. Please join us next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Until then, this is your host, Marvin Miller, wishing you a very pleasant week.